South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
To turn off your cell phones if you have them or put them on vibrate, I would appreciate that. Also, I'd like to welcome our internet greeter, or people on the internet, and greet them. I'm glad that they're listening. We're going to have an organizational type meeting today and cover a few details to kick us off on the right foot. So we will open our meeting with the secretary. We'll call the roll.
Here.
Ingalls. Feinstein.
Here.
Gosh.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Lucas.
Here.
Lust.
Here.
Roush.
Here.
Rave.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Here.
Here. Thank you. Quorum is present. We do not have any minutes today to approve, so we will go on beyond that. Today we would like to get you used to kind of the room. I don't know if many of you have been in this room yet. I don't know, Dave, if you would like to walk through the technology with us. There's quite a few neat things in this room that you could describe to us. The screens in front of us, some of us have them on, but he will walk us through. Maybe before we do that, while Dave gets ready, we could, not everybody knows each other. We have some new members. So would you like to start down there, Representative Boomgarten, maybe introduce yourself, tell a little bit about yourself, give us some inside details, and we'll go right down the room.
I don't know if you can handle all the details, Representative Noem. I'll keep it to the clean side and everything here. I'm Representative Jamie Boomgarten. I cover District 17, Turner and Clay Counties. I'm a physical therapist by trade. And then I'll just pass it on and keep time and control.
David Lust, District 34. I'm an attorney.
Chuck Turpeville, District 31, which is Lawrence Gunham from Deadwood. And I manage a development corporation.
Manny Steele, I'm from District 12, that includes Lincoln County and Minnehaha County, and I'm glad to be here.
Brian Gosh, happy to be serving District 32 in Rapid City. I'm also an attorney.
I'm Val Roush, District 4, which is on the eastern side of the state along the Minnesota border, Grant County, Dual County, Brookings County, part of Moody County. I have 4 years experience from appropriations, and I am excited to be on the policy side of things and glad to join this committee. Thank you.
Yeah, David Orpon with LRC staff. I staff the state affairs, this committee, as well as state affairs for the Senate, and also my areas are transportation and game, fish, and parks and state affairs issues.
Eileen Eller, this is my first year as a committee secretary from Oneida and now living in Pierre.
And I'm Christy Noem from District 6, which includes Coddington, Hamlin, Kingsbury, Clark, and Beadle County, part of Beadle County. So I am a farmer, rancher, businesswoman, and glad to be here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Tim Ray, District 25, which is most of Minnehaha County geographically, not population-wise. And Hanson and McCook counties, and I'm a paramedic by trade and manage the ambulance service in Sioux Falls.
And thank you, Madam Chair. I look forward to serving with everyone. I'm Bernie Hunniff. I'm from Yankton, District 18, which is Yankton County. And other life, I'm a publisher of South Dakota Magazine.
Representative Mark Feinstein, District 14, which is in the city of Sioux Falls, all in Minnehaha County. I'm an elder law attorney. And honored and privileged to be a part of this committee.
Larry Lucas, District 26A, which is Mallette and Todd County. I'm a sales technician for servicing many of our schools and manufacturing businesses in South Dakota, and one of the primary or highest users of our state highway system.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much for doing that. We're going to turn this portion of our agenda over to Dave, and he will walk through some of the new technology in this room so that we know what we're preparing for this session.
Thank you. Well, it actually should be pretty simple for the committee. There's only a couple things that you have to know. First of all, in the monitors in front of you, does everybody have the monitor on? Have you figured out how to? There's a little button underneath. It's on the far right. and it's underneath, and all you have to do is click that to turn the monitor on. The other thing is the mics. If you noticed when you were we were going through the introductions, the cameras shift, and that's all based on the mics. So it's important that you use the mics, and then when you're done using the mics, to shut that off so that the cameras work correctly. There are five cameras in this room. There's two to the front, two to the back, and then there's one down here in front for the witness. So as far as the committee is concerned, I think the technology should be pretty simple. It's the monitors and the mics. And these monitors in front of us will really come into play when we have somebody that's testifying, because that's where I think the technology really can come into play before this committee, because people can hook up their laptops so there can be a PowerPoint presentation that will appear in front of you. We also have a DVD, a VCR capabilities as well, so things can be displayed. But there's also a projector, a camera that's up there on the testifier stand, which can be used so that you can have a hard copy, you can have a book or something that put there, and so the committee can see those exhibits on the display. So it's really really handy. As far as the mics are concerned, they're pretty sensitive, and if you know a hand distance between your face and the mic is all that's really needed, and it'll pick up. There's a lot of bells and whistles with it, you know, as far as controlling the lighting and stuff, but I guess the staff will have to worry about that. I don't think you guys will have to worry about it. So unless there's any questions, you might just encourage, if you have people coming in to make presentations, encourage them that if they want to use their laptop, you know, we have that capability. And also if they have hard copy handouts, you know, if they want to meet with us before the meeting, we can show them how to use the cameras, and hopefully the interns will help out with that too. So, unless there's some questions.
Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just noticing on the camera here that it does add 10 pounds. Is there a slimming button that we can...
It's also bright. You'll notice that it's bright.
Yes.
I don't know. Thank you. I don't know what your plan was, but I wouldn't mind having someone come to the witness stand with some... We could maybe look at that document feed a little bit, and then I'd also like to play around with, my understanding, David, was that if Representative Hunhoff now, or, well, that's not a good example, if Representative Lucas hit the button, will the camera swing to him and override mine, or how does that work? I want us to get a feel for the flow of how that camera's going to move.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I've just turned on my mic, and it's still on you. It's whoever turned on the mic first. That's where the camera will stay, and until that mic is turned off and then somebody else. So that's the reason it's important to turn off the mics after you're done.
I do know that some of the committees are planning on using this as type of a way for amendments, that they won't have to use so much paper or hand out amendments so quickly. Someone could write their amendment up if it was impromptu, or bring their amendment and show it up so the entire crowd can see it and not have to use quite so much paper, too. So I know some of the committees are going to try to do that, and I think that will be...
The display that you're seeing in front of you is also up there, so the audience can see, you know, what is out there.
Very good. Also, in tax committee yesterday morning, they had a laptop hooked up and showed how you could look through the internet and find the different Department of Revenue and Regulation books that were online and go to fax immediately. The entire audience could see that, and it was really handy to know that that's a good tool that you can have, that it immediately shows up on all the screens. So I think that's going to be something that will be really useful to us. Thank you. Is there anything else, Dave, that you'd like to share with us today?
I was just turning these weren't turned off.
Is there any questions of the committee? Yes, Representative Lucas?
Since we're going to be out here early today and we come back on Tuesday, do we have any idea what bills we'd have up on Wednesday, or are we going to start some of these?
Yes, we do. Actually, an agenda will be posted later today, this afternoon. So if you want to check that out, or it'll be online this weekend as well. Yes, Mr. Speaker?
As long as there's no other questions. Would you mind sitting at the witness stand and turning the mic on? I would just like to see the... get a feel for what your face is going to look like on here. Just go ahead and press the mic button on.
I did.
Why doesn't that switch, David? What are we doing wrong? Oh.
Well, you look quite nice.
First button push.
I also understood I could override your mic.
Correct.
Yes. Good. No, I'm teasing. Good. Thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate that. One thing that we did not do at the beginning is that the audience, of course, and that we will always get their handouts or anything that needs to be handed out from the pages that will be in the room. And you guys, I'm taking for granted that you've been assigned to House State Affairs Committee now for the next 2 weeks. So would you stand up and introduce yourselves? No? They'll rotate. Would you stand up and introduce yourselves so that we would know your names and where you're from? Glad to have you. Thank you so much. We will, throughout this committee, normally Leader Fain would be the chairman of this committee, so all of our questions, all of our dialogue will go through the chair and refer to him as the chair of the committee. Does anybody have any questions on how this committee will operate? Our normal starting time will be Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7:45 in the morning. If there's any other business for the good of the committee, always right here in room 414. Yep. Mr. Speaker, can you think of anything?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just out of curiosity. David, these screens here and those screens that I can't see out there, what are they showing right now? Are they showing the picture that we're seeing on the screen here, or would they if we had them on? Okay, so we are not going to be up here. Okay, but out there, that they're seeing what we're seeing on these screens right now.
When we were in here yesterday morning, when we were just talking like this, we were back up here, unless there was a document being shown or something, was a laptop was being used. But I think we're on all four screens, aren't we, if we're just testifying or talking?
Since there doesn't seem to be any other questions, looks like we're winding down. I just want to go on the internet and say that this is an absolutely fantastic room, and this is the kind of thing that someone from our citizenry comes to this Capitol to testify. I think this is the picture in their mind they would expect, and I know it costs some money, and coming into a year where we're looking at some pretty intense cuts, this is money well spent, and I just wanted the people to know that.
Excellent. Any other comments?
Just joining that, I remember I was here in the 90s, and I remember people would come here from all across the state, from Yankton, from Rapid City to Buffalo, and for really important committee meetings, and they would be lined up in the hallways, 100 feet down the hallways, and couldn't even get close. And boy, that was not democracy in South Dakota. So I agree with the speaker. This is money well spent for the people of South Dakota. Not so much for us, but for the people.
I agree. Any other comments for the good of the committee?
Madam Chair, I move we adjourn.
Motion has been made to adjourn by Representative Rausch. Seconded by who? Feinstein? All right. All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So adjourned.